And finally, 75% of the adult population has gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Nearly 65% have gotten both doses. The numbers grow every day, and they don't take into account those who have natural immunity. So why do we even need a vaccine mandate when this is the threshold that they told us all along was needed? Well, now we know why. To feed the left's fragile egos and their ever-increasing thirst for power. And to keep the gravy train rolling, they need to keep vaccinated Americans ever fearful of the unvaccinated masses. Joining me now are two governors who have been opposed to the government vaccine mandates as soon as they saw them coming, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Governor Reeves, let's start with you. Your reaction to this announcement from the president today and the overall tone of it.
Well, I was very disappointed, but not surprised. The president and all of his team for months and months have been telling the American people that they would never issue a vaccine mandate. And once again, this president has gone back on his word and had done the exact opposite.
Well, and President Biden knows who to blame, Governor Ricketts, for the current COVID outbreak. He blames governors like you.
They're elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. If these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
There's no 10th Amendment issue there. Governor Ricketts, your response.
Yeah, that is just absolutely outrageous. You know, Tate was exactly right. The president's forgotten we live in America. He thinks we live in the Soviet Union. And the hypocrisy of this is just unbelievable. We have weekly phone calls with the governors, the White House staff. The president has never once been on any of those. And yet he's got the gall to tell us that we're not fighting the pandemic. I will tell you, here in Nebraska, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, we have the third lowest fatality rate among people who have gotten coronavirus. And yet the president is going to use the coercive powers of the federal government to tell us how to do this. It's just unbelievable. And I can tell you, Nebraska will push back, fight back with any tool we can find against this huge and stunning overreach of federal power.